Okay.
In the last year, in Siman Kufnun Hei, which was a day ago, we discussed the Mishnah Berurah, which I would like to continue to analyze. The Mishnah Berurah had noted that a person who leaves the shul in the morning and then proceeds to enter the Beis Medrash, even if we're talking about an individual who doesn't really have any requisite background, any understanding of what he's going to learn, but just being in the Beis Medrash, says the Mishnah Berurah, is considered to be a mitzvah. Certainly, if one can learn there halacha, agada, one should establish oneself in the Beis Medrash, and it will redound to his credit. And he refers to a chazal, that someone who comes to a shul to hear divrei Torah, it will merit ultimately sitting among the chachamim lasid lavo. And the Mishnah Berurah actually refers us to a Medrash Rabban Kisavo. This is in Sivkot Vav of Siman Kuf Nun Hei. And then again, in Sivkot Ches, Mishnah Berurah comes back to the same topic and indicates even someone knows how to learn a little bit, but the Mishnah Berurah himself indicates that even someone who does not know really how to learn, ultimately it's going to redound to his credit in terms of the Schar Halicha and La'asid Lavo. So yesterday we explored this issue, and I would like to pursue the matter a bit further. There is a well-known machlokes that all of us are quite familiar with. The Gemara has in Maseches Brachos, and this you can find on page number 12 of the Ma'ar Mekomos, hopefully in front of you on the screen, with reference to Birchas HaTorah. There's a famous machlokes in the Gemara in terms of what exactly and when exactly is one required to say Birchas HaTorah? Over what type of learning are we required to say Birchas HaTorah? So the Gemara here on page number 12 in Brachos, the Gemara indicates on Daf Yud Aleph from Abayis, there are several opinions. Amar Rav Huna leMikra Tzarech LeVareshi contends that when one is studying Tanakh, we saw yesterday Rashi and Daf Hei, that leMikra refers to studying, reading Psukim in Tanakh. That requires a Birchas HaTorah. Ule Medrash Ein Tzarech LeVarech. Medrash does not require a bracha. Rabbi Loza Omar leMikra leMedrash Tzarech LeVarech. He contends both require a bracha, but Mishnah does not require a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says Mishnah also requires a bracha, but the study of Talmud does not require a bracha. And Rava, the opinion that we pass on the halacha like, we make a Birchas HaTorah over all the aforementioned items, namely Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah, and Rava contends after the Talmud, Tzarech Lachzor Lebarech. Even for learning Gemara, one is obligated to make a bracha. So Rashi, fascinatingly enough, Rashi over here, when he comments on this machlokes, so Rashi tells us that Mikra, which is the fundamental reading of Psukim and Tanakh that we mentioned a moment ago, that seems to be clear that one is obligated to make a bracha. And now the question is, what is the relationship between the other items and Mikra? Says Rashi, Midrash Hukar of the Mikra. That's something pretty close to Mikra, namely Mechilta, Sifra, Sifrei, Midrashim, that essentially comment on the Mikros, comment on the Psukim in Chumash. So in the case of all these areas where you have commentary on the Chumash, the second Bani Yomar contended that Medrash also requires a bracha. But L'Gemara Ein Tzarech L'Barech, says Rashi, that somehow Gemara is distant. Even though Gemara is the Iker Torah, Shemimenu Hora Yotze, Gemara refers to Svaris of the understanding of Mishnayis, and we have Mishnayis that contradict each other, and the Gemara has to resolve the contradictions, and the Gemara has Chsiri Mechsira. So it would seem from the simple reading of the text of the Gemara and Brachas that the fundamental obligation of Brichas HaTorah relates to Mikra. And then we have a discussion with reference to Medrash, a discussion with reference to Mishnayos, a discussion with reference to Talmud. Now, the further away we go from Mikra, the less likely we are obligated to make a bracha. This itself is fascinating. What exactly is this based on? The idea that only on Mikra is one obligated to make a Birchas HaTorah. So clearly, Rav Huna's position, that's the first position the Gemara presents, that a bracha is made only on Mikra. So it can be understood in a number of ways. Either the Ikra Takona Bichas HaTorah was Niskan on Torah Shebichsav, that's read B'tzibur. Mikra, we'll discuss perhaps later, the din of Shnayim Mikra V'chatargim, which happens to be also connected to this entire topic. That's the din of Shulchan Aruch, that one is obligated on an ongoing basis to learn Shnayim Mikra V'chatargim. And the Gemara says that this is one of the Sgulas that's written in Shas. I always maintain that we should minimally first try to fulfill the Sgulas that are found in Chumash. For example, Kabeda Savicha V'esimecha. So the Torah says it's a Sgula. Why? L'man Yarichun Yomecha L'adam Asher Hashem Elokech L'esin Loch. A Sgula for Arichus Yomim is Kibbut Abayim, written in the text of the Chumash itself. And there are a number of other such Sgulas that are written in the text of the Chumash. And then we have Sgulas written in Shas. And one of the Sgulas is found with Shnayim Mikra V'echa Targum, that someone who's Makbid on Shnayim Mikra, Ma'arichun L'Yomim V'shnosa, will also be Zoicha to Arichus Yomim. So that's another Sgula. So before we run to many, many other Sgulas that I'm sure have value, these are Sgulas that are written in the Torah, written in Shas. Anyway, with reference to Rav Huna's Shita, of Brichas HaTorah on Mikra, so apparently the assumption is that Brichas HaTorah was Dafka Niskan on Torah Shebichsav that we read B'tzibur. The Pasuk in Nechemya, there's a fascinating Pasuk in Paraches and Nechemya, Psukim Hei and Vav. The Navi speaks there about the moment the Sefer Torah was about to be read. When they opened it up, Amdu Kalam, people stood up. Vayavarch Ezra Es Hashem Ho Elokim HaGadol Vayanu Kalaman Amin V'Amin. A rather dramatic, very emotional kind of Kriyas HaTorah with a number of halachas that are embedded in the text of that pasuk. But here we see that Birchas HaTorah is connected to Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. So Rav Huna contends apparently that only on Torah Shebichsav, which is the Chetz of Torah that's read B'tzibur, is there a Din Bracha. Medrash, Mishnah, and Talmud, there's no Kriya B'tzibur, and therefore there's no Bracha that will be recited on them. They are each one a bit more distant from Mikra than the other. A second possibility is that Birchas HaTorah was Niskan on Torah Shebichsav, because in the learning of Torah Shebichsav, there's a Maisa Mitzvah. Namely, as we discussed yesterday, there's a action of Kriya. One is obligated to read, as Rashi points out in Daf Hei in Brachos, when Rashi mentioned the drash of Chazal, V'etna l'cha aslucha so'evim v'atorah v'amitzvah shekasavti l'horosam. So Rashi learns that, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, when it speaks of Kriya? Kriya is an action that a person verbally has to recite those psukim. One needs a maisa Kriya in order to be also the din of limud Torah shebichsav v'shlei musa. Mashenkin, Torah shebal peh. What is the whole key of Torah Shebal Peh? So we pointed out yesterday that that requires Havana. There's no key HaMitzah, the Pashtus of Torah Shebal Peh, without Havana, without an understanding, without some level of understanding of Torah Shebal Peh. Of course, there are many different levels, and therefore, on that, you're not going to make a bracha, because there's no action associated with it in the sense that you need a Maisa. And the Maisa, of course, involves Havana, involves understanding, comprehension. And therefore, we mentioned this Gemara on Daf Hei, where the Gemara darshins that Pasuk, and Rashi comments when the Gemara says that Torah, in that Pasuk that I mentioned, Torah, the Gemara says, Zem Mikra, and Rashi said, Chumash, She Mitzvah Likros BaTorah. When it came to Mishnah, Rashi commented over there, She Yis'asku B'Mishnah. And when it came to Gemara, again, as we just saw, Rashi indicates, Gemara refers to the Svaras, and the resolution of contradictions that exist in Mishnayis, that one is also the other. So you see from Rashi clearly that the din of Limud Torah Shebichsav is markedly different than all the other elements of Midrash and Mishnah and Talmud, which are obviously connected to Torah Shebal Peh. There's a din of Kriya by Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, that is a Maisa Mitzvah, and that Maisa Mitzvah requires a Bracha, Mashen Kein, anything associated with Torah Shebal Peh, whether it's Midrash, or Mishnah, or Talmud, as Rashi comments, Yisasku b'Mishnah, saying Svaris, that in effect one is able to go ahead and resolve Stiris and Mishnayis. So therefore, those are considered to be Torah Shebal Peh. Those require an act of Havana. And therefore, that's why Torah Shebal Peh, without Havana, it's not considered to be an act of Limud. We saw that in the Magen Avraham yesterday as well. And the Gemara we brought as a further proof was the Gemara in Brachas on Tesvav Bebeis, the din of Limud Chatam. The Gemara learns that from the second parasha of Kriyashma, L'manatim osam is b'neichem, adab b'ibom, Revach min advekim. You have to pronounce the words, enunciate each letter very carefully. Al livavcha. Make sure there's a space between the two. Al livavchem. We mentioned from Rav Chaim Brisker yesterday that he asked an obvious question that only the first parsha of Kriyat Shema, which is Daraisa, according to many Rishonim, and this pasuk Ulamadatem is in the second parsha, and that's only the Rabbanon. So how do you learn out of Din Daraisa of Ben Advekim that one should leave space between the letters regarding this second parsha, which is only the Rabbanon? So Rav Chaim Brisker explained that this is a din in Talmud Torah. In Talmud Torah, Shebichsav, that it's Mekuyam Aydei Kriya Bepeh, that there's a din of Limud Chatam. When you read it, you have to read it with precision. You have to read it with exactitude. Revach Min Advekim has to be read with crystal clarity. Ba'ofen Borur U'bohir. And since Kriya Shema is a key of Talmud Torah, we saw that in Yerushalmi yesterday, therefore, there's a din of Limud Chatam. And that's the distinction, again, between Torah Shebal Peh, which is Miskayim Aydei Havana. There's no din of Kriya when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh. Masha'en Kein, Kriya of Torah Shebichsav is Chal, a din of Limud Chatam. One has to read it with precision, with exactitude. And this just is an explanation, a possible explanation why there's a distinction between Birchas HaTorah regarding Mikra, because there's a Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya. All the others require a certain degree of Havana, and therefore there's no Maisa Mitzvah per se. And as yet, we are just now suggesting Svaras, but all this is simply not to discuss so much the issue of the Machlokes in the Gemara reference to Birchas HaTorah, but continuing on the theme that we spoke about yesterday, namely the theme of that Torah Shebal Peh requires Havana, that one has to have understanding, comprehension. There has to be certainly a minimalistic level of Havana when one comes to Torah Shebal Peh, as opposed to Torah Shebichsav, where one could fulfill the mitzvah simply through an act of Kriya. This matter is also further, one can adduce actually further proofs to this concept, to this Yesod, and really there's a very well-known Mishnah that all of us are also familiar with on page number 15 on your screen, the Gemara Brachas and Daf Chaf and Mebeis. The Gemara discusses here the status of a Balkeri regarding Tefillah. The Mishnah writes, Balkeri Mahara Belibo, that he can go ahead, that be Mahara Belibo Beinam Bavarech Lo Lefaleh Avala Lachareh. That when it comes to the Brachos, namely we're talking about the Brachos as the Rashi comments already, the Brachos of Kriya Shema. So there, he doesn't make those brachas. Lo lefaneo, velo lachareo. Masha'en came, the actual Kriyash by itself, mahare belibo. So Rashi comments miyad. Rashi tells us there's a takon of Ezra, that Ezra was misakein tefillah for someone who's a balkeri. If he wants to be involved in the study of Torah, we'll get to that a little bit after. However, there's a distinction between the brachas of Kriyashma and the Kriyashma itself. Kriyashma is a din daraisa, and the Gemara right away comes to the maskana that here in Kedibu Domi, since there's an obligation to say the Kriya Shema, so obviously the Balkeri cannot engage in this kind of Dibur, but he's Maharer, and as a result of Hero, he can be Yotze. But the Mishnah writes over here that
comes I was to wondering, yesterday we discussed Shomea Keona, and we said the Kriya Shema is one of the three exceptions that you can't do Shomea Keona.
The man quotes the Yushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, the Yushalmi in Brachas, and the Gaon quotes in the first Mishnah. We said in Brachas, Lashon Kori, and Lashon Rabim, that when it comes to three items, there's no din of Shomer Ka'ona. But here, the question with reference to Balkeri is also with the Torah. That's the Takona Zezra. And then there was another Takona afterwards that is not allowed to daven. There are two separate Takonas. If you look in the Rambam, actually, I did Xerox this Rambam on page number 16. The Rambam actually refers to the Takona of Ezra Beis Dino. The Rambam writes over here, I underlined it.
I was trying to ask a question. By creation, Daf Mahar, we'll discuss it. Okay.
I want to be mocked in the answer to the question, but I'm doing so by going into a discussion of this issue of Balkeri. So perhaps I will hopefully resolve what you're going to ask. Not that I'm a Navi. But anyway, the Rambam here writes in the Kriyat Shema, Perek Dal Halacha Ches, he's talking about the background for this halacha. Kol atzmeim chayam b'Kriyat Shema, u'mevarchim lefaneo l'achareo v'hen b'tumasan. He should not read the Torah. He has to go to the mikvah. That we know the Gemara says that this takana was not accepted. That's one of the reasons why this takana was batel, the takana of Ezra, as far as learning Torah is concerned, because the Gemara has several factors, several reasons why it was not accepted. One is what the Rambam quotes, that in order that a takana should be operative, it has to be accepted by Rov of Klal Yisrael. And if Rov of Klal Yisrael are not able to accept the takana, then automatically the takana loses its status. And there's another time that the Gemara says that Torah is compared to Eish. Halo ko dvarai ka Eish no mashem. Ma Eish ena mekabal tumma, avdi reitar ena mekabal tumma. So that's the second reason. And there are also other reasons that are given in the Rishonim. But the Rambam goes on to say, kva nogu ko Yisrael likos pa Torah, velikos kriya shema, the meaning of Klal Yisrael is to learn Torah, and to say kriya shema, v'hein bali keryon, if ish ein di reitar mekabal tumma, what I just mentioned, elo omdi mitar rosa li olam, shenema, halo ko dvarai ka Eish no mashem, ma Eish ena mekabal tumma, so here the Rambam has expressed this in the context of Hilchos Kriya Shema. Let's take a look at Hilchos Tefila, since we're already examining the matter. I Zirak Sad Rambam as well, on page number 17 and 18. Here, 17 and 18, the Rambam discusses the Takon of Ezra, and he writes, in Perek Dalet Hilchos Tefila, Halacha, Rambam says here, in the Halacha Gimel, Ezra Tiken Shelo Yikra Balakari Bilvad, going on to 18. So we have a takon of Ezra relating to Talmud Torah, that a Balkari has to go to the mikvah before he studies, before he learns Torah. And then another Bezdin after Ezra, the Omesakim, that a Balkari cannot daven until he goes to the mikvah. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. And the Ram continues here in Halacha Hey, and he writes that Lefika Hayomim Bismana Takana Shafilu Zav Shiro Keri, Venida Shapalta Shikh Mazera, Umishamesha Shira Sadam, Nida, Tvichim Tvila, the Kriash Rabbichin, the Tvila, Neakeri, Albi Shane Tmeim. Vachina did no sin, Shane Tvila Zob Neitara, Nehakzera, Shalim Tsunit on the Shoseim Tomid, and the Ramam says, just like he mentioned earlier, just as the original takana of Ezra regarding Talmud Torah was rendered null and void, so too, the Rambam says, this takana regarding Tevila before one davens was also rendered null and void. The Rambam says, this takana was also batel, l'vi shelo pashta b'chol Yisrael, v'lo yakoach b'tzibur l'amod ba. So the Rambam has mentioned both of these takanos, namely the one regarding Tevila and the one regarding Talmud Torah. So in general, there's a lot of discussion among the Mefarshim, both in the Gemara and also in the Rambam, whether this dual takana, namely one takana of Ezra regarding Talmud Torah, that one has to go to the mikvah before one learns, and the second takana of another bezin that followed upon the heels of Ezra, that the question that's asked, are these two separate takanos, namely one takana of Ezra to Aser, a Balkari to learn Torah, and then there was another takana independent of the first takana, completely separate and set aside, and therefore the takana of the second bezdin was that one is not allowed to daven, or maybe in effect really they are one takana, because even the second takana that came from a second bezdin is subsumed under the rubric of the first takana, because essentially tefillah is included in divrei Torah. So the second bezdin simply expanded or extended the takana of Ezra. Ezra was mesaken that a balkari cannot engage in divrei Torah. And now the second bezin came and extended and said the Balkari can also not daven because tefillah is included in divrei Torah. It means the yesod ha'isur of davening is because the Balkari is also in divrei Torah. So we know there's a big machlokes harishonim and it's relevant to halacha lemaisa. We know that there are many, many people on a daily basis go to the mikvah, primarily chassidim, who certainly are very makbid before they daven to go to the mikvah, but even there are non-chassidim as well, or go to the mikveh before davening, and there's a big machlokes harishonim whether that second takana was batel. Namely, is the second takana operative or not operative? Tosfos actually writes in Chabez and Rebez and Brachos that the takana was batel only regarding Torah, but regarding tefillah, regarding davening, that takana remains intact. Mashenka, the Rambam we just saw, writes here on page number 18, that b'zman hazeh, everything is batel, and a Balkari can, number one, study Torah, and a Balkari can also daven. And so apparently the Mefarshim, who are quoted by this Tosfos and Daf Chavez and Beis Yesh Mefarshim. They distinguish between the Takana for Torah, the Takana for Tefillah. So they assume apparently there are two separate Takanas. First, Ezra made a Takana that a Valkyrie is also Lasuk B'Torah. And then Bezdin, that followed upon the heels of Ezra, made a separate Takana that also the Valkyrie list followed. So B'zman HaZeh, even though the Takana of Ezra was Batel, and even though Valkyrie is now allowed, is permitted to engage in the study of Torah, but also though the Hispala Lacha Yitbal. The question is, what is the Rambam Shita regarding this matter? Taisa seems to be pretty clear. They're two separate takonos. And that's why one is operative and the other one was rendered null and void. But according to the Rambam, it could very well be that the Rambam holds that the Soda takona is that a Balkari is also B'divrei Torah, but Tfil is included, as I said a moment ago, B'chlal D'divrei Torah, so B'zman HaZeh, where the takona of an effect of Ezra was Batel, so Balkari should be able to be also B'Torah, should be able to daven. Idach, it's possible the Rambam held also there are two separate Isurim, that on the one hand, Ezra made a Takana, an Isur, Lasuk B'Torah, Bez and Shalachrav, they will go there, another Isur, a separate Isur, an independent Isur to Davin, but B'zman HaZeh, both of these Takanas were somehow rendered null and void. You'll take a look in the Kesem Mishneh, I didn't circle it or underline it, but the Kesem Mishneh discusses this issue in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Dalet. He's worried about the question that since Ezra was Gozer L'Divrei Torah, he says, Av Tefillah B'chlal. Who needs another Takana of Bezdin? Why is it necessary? Tefillah is subsumed, as I mentioned earlier, under the rubric of Divrei Torah. And therefore, there's no need for a separate Takana. And also, he wonders where exactly this Bezdin, Shacharei, Bezdin Shal Ezra, where exactly do you see this separate Zera? And he suggests that maybe Ezra was only Gozer the Divrei Torah, but not the Tefillah, because essentially that Tefillah is Rachamim, and maybe a person will not find the requisite amount of water, and while davening, there's a din, there's a halacha, and we're pretty makbid about that. Before every davening, one is mechuyav to wash one's hands. The tefillah shadayim is a prerequisite for tefillah. I'm talking about shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv. That's an obligation. But he doesn't know where this gzeira of bezin shachareim is. What exactly the source of that gzeira is? Now, it could be the Rambam Shita is that, again, as I said, maybe the second bezin was involved in this another halacha, maybe a separate halacha of hikom likras alokecha Yisrael. We know that a person has to prepare himself in order to daven. There are many, many halachas of hachana before tefillah. We actually mentioned the chassidim harishonim that they used to prepare 1 hour before. We spoke about it actually on Shabbos. 1 hour before and 1 hour they engaged in davening and 1 hour after. And the question, of course, many ask, we understand the hour before. We really don't understand it, but we claim well, we understand it. Hikom likas alokecha Yisrael. So an hour before they prepare for davening. And then they spend an hour in davening. What was the hour after davening? So I mentioned that many compare it to a decompression chamber. A person goes underwater. And therefore, there's a need because if you remain there for an extended period of time, you might, if you go ahead, after you submerge for an extended period of time, now you want to emerge, you might get the bends. So there's a need for decompression. And that's what the hour after davening is, a kind of decompression chamber. But that only applies to individuals who are obviously great Bali Madrega, people on very high levels. People spend 9 hours a day involved in tefillah. But it could be the second takana of the Bezdin, Acharei Ezra. They were talking about preparing for the tefillah in the din of Hikon Likras Alokech Yisrael. So now coming back to the Balkari issue, that the Gemara says here that since the Balkari is Maharir Belibo, according to the Shita of Ravina found here in the Gemara, even though here a Kedibra Dami, a Balkari Kibim Hara Kriyashma Belibo is not over on the Isra of Takonis Ezra, that a Balkari is not allowed to engage in the study of Torah. Because again, the Isra of a Balkari to be asking about Torah is Aide Dibor. The Gemara says right here, Kide Ashkacham B'Sinai. The Makar for all this is Sinai, and there was Dibor. And now the question is, what about a Balkari who's asking about Torah Shabal Peh? Do we assume also that Torah Shabal Peh, the Isra is Dafka Dibor, and Aide Hiro will be Mutar? Because the Gemara says, Kedi Ashkan B'Sinai. Or no, maybe the Issa of a Balkari to be also B'Torah Shabbat Peh is even like the Hirur. Means Ezra made a Takona, that's also the Balkari to be Kain the Mitzvah Tabot Torah. And regarding Torah Shabbat Peh, there's no distinction whether Lo Mei Ayde Dibur or Ayde Hirur. In both cases, the Kain the Mitzvah Tabot Torah, it's Yodua to this very august audience, the Machlokes we see in the Mechaber and the Gra. Whether one is Mahar B'Divrei Torah, do you make a Birchas HaTorah? So the Gaon says, you make a Divrei, even if you're Mahar B'Divrei Torah, you also have a chuyah to make Birchas HaTorah. Not only when you are articulating, verbalizing Divrei Torah. So we see there is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. The Gaon has a pasuk It also constitutes Dibre Torah. So Balkari cannot be Mahar and Torah Shabbat. So you say that Heter that we learned out from Sinai is only Chalagabi Torah Shibichsav, the Gabi Kriyashma, but there's a din of Kriya Bepet. So that's why you're allowed to be Mahar and Torah Shibichsav because there's no Kima Mitzvah of Talmud Torah Bishlamuso. Again, I'm going back to the basic Yisod that I'm trying to more or less articulate, and that is the Rashi and Daf Hamad Aleph. And Torah Shibichsav is the din of Kriya Bepet. Likros es achumish. One is obligated to read the text. And therefore, it seems pretty clear that according to the Rishonim who say that the Bezin after Ezra were masaking that Tefillah bichlal divrei Torah, and that's why a Balkari is not allowed to daven. Tefillah is included in Torah Shabbat Peh. By the way, there's a brisa that the Gemara has in Shabbos. The Gemara in Kol Kisvei, I didn't actually cite this brisa, but now it comes to my mind. The brisa in Kol Kisvei tells us that brachos and kamein, that's what the Gemara there is talking about, that even though they have in them the osios of the Shem Hashem, so there's a question whether if there's a conflagration, if there's a fire, is there a heter of Hatzolah? Or the halacha is there's no heter of Hatzolah for those items, for brachos and kamein. So the Gemara says over there in Shabbos that you're not matzol them nadleka, nisrofim im koman. And the Gemara has the following expression. This is what I wanted to just remind ourselves. The Gemara says, "Mikan amru kosvei brachos kisorfei Torah." Those who write down brachos ki'ilu sorfei Torah means there's no chalos of kisvei hakodesh to brachos that are written down, or to kameim, what do they call kameim, amulets of sorts. So there's no din of hatzolah on Shabbos. They're considered to be like Torah shebal peh, and there's the halachi is dvarim shebal peh. The din is that Torah Shabbat Peh cannot be written down. The heter writing down Torah Shabbat Peh is the Gemara Eslas Hashem Efer Torah Secher. Absolutely, she once commented on a Rambam, the Rambam in the Akdama, the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam is very prolix, unusually lengthy in the Akdama to Mishnah Torah. First he goes through the entire Masorah, and then the Rambam feels constrained to tell you that every single generation or every few hundred years, there was another corpus that emerged. The Rambam talks about the Gaonim, and then he talks about, obviously, after the Gaonim, we have the Amoraim and Tanoim, and after that, we have the Rabbanu Sfuroi, and the Gaonim actually, of course, come later, after the Amoraim and Tanoim. So each generation, where there was somehow a need to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, which is also, you know, how to write Torah Shabbat Peh. Gemara says clearly in Gittin and elsewhere, that Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Peh, there's an Isser writing down Torah Shabbat Peh. So why did the Rambam feel constrained to apologize? He engages in lengthy apologetics. He tells you in the Akdam to Mishnah Torah that before every generation decided to write what they did, so they clearly were impelled by the fact that it was this amount of tzara, there were cataclysmic events going on, as we know throughout Jewish history during all these periods. And therefore the Rambam says they were frightened, they were afraid that the Torah would be forgotten, even though the Gemara says in Shabbos, and we know we have a Avtocha, Hashem Yisbarach, Apostle Yichumish, and it goes on Torah Shabbat Peh, they were frightened. And therefore, each generation then wrote down what they did. So why did the Rambam feel the need to be so prolix? So Rav Soloveitchik said, the time of the Rambam is Poshe, because there's an Isser writing down Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Rambam needs a matir. He needs some permission, some dispensation. And then, of course, he apologizes himself for writing down the entire Torah Shabbat Peh, which is what he did. Matter of fact, one of the claims against the Rambam is that he writes without any makaros, doesn't quote any sources. The Rambam says, you don't need any source. I am the source. And that's where the Ravid and many others, of course, jump on the Rambam. How could he possibly speak in such a fashion, not quote makaros? And that's why we have an entire literature. More has been written on the Rambam, probably more super commentaries on the Rambam. They can mount anything, maybe with the exception of super commentaries written on Rashi. But there's so many super commentaries on the Rambam, but the Rambam felt constrained to explain, to apologize, why he wrote down Torah Shabbat Peh. And actually, this is in Shulchan Aruch, if you look in, I think, in Shin Lamed Aleph. So there in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that mentions that Gemara that I just referred to. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, the din is there's a halacha of Hatzolah, if there's a fire, and you're allowed to read even Ksuvim, and the Rambam, not only the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch mentions, what about brachos that Chazal put together? Matzil osam ne'adleika. And so the Magen Avraham there and the Taz point out that Bizman HaZeh, there's a heter. What's the heter? To write down brachos and tefilos. The Gemara says in Shabbos there that there's no heter. It's asa. Hey, matzilin. But we pass on the halacha today. Yes, matzilin. Why? So therefore, we are matzil them in the adleika. So what do we see? That on tefillah or on brachos, it's chal the din of Torah Shabbat Peh. So let me just finish what I'm saying, and then Rabbi Farberg, you'll tell me if I addressed whatever issue you wanted to address. And namely, that you see from the Mishnah here that Balkeri is not maharer in brachos of Kriyashma and the bracha before Mazon, but he's maharer bebechas ha-Mazon. And again, being that we said that brachos and tefillah have a chal Hashem chetzah of Torah Shabbat Peh, it comes out that it's usur for Balkeri to maharer in Torah Shabbat Peh, and therefore it's usur for Balkeri to maharer in the brachas of Kriyashma and the bracha before Mazon. So you see again that a Balkeri cannot really be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Therefore, he can't be maharer in Torah Shabbat Peh. He's allowed to be maharer in Torah Shabbat Chsav and Kriyashma because there's a din of Kriya Bepeh, because there's an obligation to read the text. And that's the heter of a Balkeri to be maharer in Kriyashma and Torah Shabbat Chsav. As the Gemara says, Kidda Ashkechon Besinai was only said the Gabi Torah Shabbat Chsav, but there's a din of Kriya Bepeh. Masha'enke in Torah Shabbat Peh, there is no din of Kriya Bepeh. In Torah Shabbat Peh, there's no chilah between Hiro and Dibur. But Torah Shabbat Peh is founded completely upon Havona. There has to be an understanding. There has to be a comprehension with reference to Torah Shabbat Peh. This is the distinction between Torah Shabbat Chsav and Torah Shabbat Peh. I'll mention to you on page 13 of this handout, maybe the most famous of all the comments of the Balatanya. The Balatanya, Kayadu Alachem, wrote a kuntres in the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which is a Shulchan Aruch that's command quoted on every single page of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is enamored of the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Balatanya. And the kuntres on Talmud Torah, maybe the most famous kuntres that was probably ever written on Hilchos Talmud Torah. He actually presents to you, literally, a unified, organically unified composition that he wrote on Hilchos Talmud Torah. Of course, the Rambam also wrote Hilchos Talmud Torah, but he, if you will, gets down to the brass tacks, my follower Shon would say, down to the nitty gritty in terms of the approach, in terms of what you want to do and how one should do it. And that's why this is an absolutely gorgeous, beautiful kuntres beyond belief. The whole Shulchan Aruch that he wrote is absolutely fantastic. So take a look here on page 13, a very famous comment of the Graz. And he writes, and if you take a look at the end of your Beis and your Gimel, first he mentions, Achimotzi b'svasov, avo b'sheinu mevin, afilu perish amilos, neshu am oretz. Says the Balatanya, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, person who articulates words of Torah. He doesn't understand what he's saying. Even the Pir Shamilim, even the translation, because he's not someone who's has a background. He's not literate. Harezem mekayim mitzvah sulamadatem. He's fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Olafiko kol amoretz mevor abichas haTorah b'ashachar l'nei apsukim v'chen she'elu l'sevet Torah. A very important statement that even amoretz, someone who's not with any background in learning, still that person makes, is mechuyav to make birchas haTorah. And when he gets an aliyah to the Sefer Torah, b'medvar amurim b'Torah shebichsav, avo b'Torah shebal peh, eino mevin haperush, eino nechshav limud klal. This is a statement from a great posek, from one of the Dolei HaPoskim shel Dorei Doros, that he's mechalik between Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh, based on that which we have been discussing, that in Torah shebal peh, without havana, without perush hamilim, Eino Nechshav Limud Klav. Take a look at the bottom. This is the latest edition of the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz. And so look at the bottom. He tells you what the source. He brings you many, many Mekoros, including some of them that I referred to earlier. But then there's a very significant, I would say critically significant disclaimer at the end, the last two lines. The Alpha became Yesh to Adam Lasok B'chalatera Gam Bidvarim Shalal Yuchal Ahavim. Person should engage in the study of Torah, even in areas, I think Rabbi Weishlit mentioned this earlier, this is Mokar as a Zoyar. It's not found, as far as I know, explicitly in the Talmud Bavli or Yerushalmi, in the text of the Bavli Yerushalmi. Yes, we mentioned the Rashi in Brachas, at Igru the Pirka Riyato. We mentioned that Rashi yesterday. And I mentioned to you that Rav Soloveitchi pointed out his father, and many other Gedolei Yisrael would say two drushas a year, Shabbos HaGolo, and before Pesach, and obviously Shabbat Shuva, and they would usually darshan in very esoteric areas. And there are areas that the Balabatim simply did not have any idea what they were talking about, but they came. Igra de Pirka Riata, says the Balatanya, one should engage in the study of Torah, Bechola Torah. Gam bidvarim shel Yichal Lahavin, Lasid Lavo, Yiske Lahavin, Lahasi Kalatera, Shasik Babayla Mazeh, Lohi Siga, Mikaitse Daito. And one will be Zaycha, this is the Mishnah Berurah that we began with in Kuf Nun Hei. That's the Makar action with the Mishnah Berurah. So this entire discussion that we're having is primarily related to this distinction. That's why I quoted from this Mishnah regarding Balkari as well, in order to, again, accentuate this distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh. Okay, Harav Feinberg. So, I think the Yesod Hadvarim is pretty clear. Now, maybe we'll just a bit further explicate this matter. If you take a look, actually, in the next page of Maamar Kamos, page number 19. So here, there's a very fascinating series of psukim, which also we are familiar with. The Gemara has increased us. The Gemara points out that B'shosha Dvarim Nichnasu Yisrael L'Israel L'Bris, that Klal Yisrael entered the Bris of Har Sinai with three things: B'milo, Tzvila, V'Hatzoas Domin. They had to undergo Bris Milo, they had to undergo Tzvila, and Hatzoas Domin. The Karbonos, that the sprinkling of the Dam that the Torah actually speaks about. This is a fascinating parsha. It's at the end of Mishpatim. It's a big Machlokes Rashi and Ramban. It's actually Machlokes Tanoim and Mechilta, when this parsha occurred, before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, but it's a very significant parsha. But what's of interest is that the Torah here, when it speaks about the Bris HaAgonos, so in Perech Avdal, the Pasuk Zayin, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Vayikra B'yazne Ha'om, Vayomru Kol Asher Dibre Hashem Nasa B'Nishma. What exactly happened over here? So the primary action the Torah describes, which was apparently the nature of this Krisas Bris, was essentially Kriya. Vayikra B'yazne'om, Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Sefer HaBris, and he reads B'yazne'om, and then Klal Yisrael responded, Kol Asher Dibre Hashem, Nase V'Nishma. Means we, the Klal Yisrael, responded to the Kriya of Hashem Yisbarach. The Pasuk stresses the Shmias HaKol, that was the Ikar Ikrim. Means this Kriya, B'yazne'nu, we're not talking about Limud. We're not talking about Limud, that's nitvas v'leivu v'moach. But rather, we're talking about kriya. Kriya, Torah Shebichsav. And that seems to be the bris. In other words, there's a kiyum of kriya, even though there's no limud, and perhaps even though the Kohen doesn't really understand the tochen, but that's exactly what happened over here. In a similar vein, and this we are more familiar with probably, on page number 20, we know the psukim that relate to the mitzvah of hakel, page number 20 and 20 prime. So here we have a mitzvah of Hakel, where the Torah tells us the obligation on the part of the Melech to read the Sefer Torah. And we know Hakel Asalam Hanoshim Vadoshim Vataf, Vigerech Hashem Vesherecha, Leman Yishmu, Leman Yilmadu. So everyone is included, all of Klal Yisrael, Noshim, Taf, Gerim, even though many of them don't understand what's happening. And this is the famous Gemara Chagiga, which is quoted here on 20 prime. The Gemara Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara points out, Im anoshim boyim lilmud, noshim boyim lishmo ataf loma boyim. Why are young children coming? Machlokes Rishonim, whether the taf are those that reach the age of educability, or taf means yom keshadayim, children that are still nursing from their mothers. But the Gemara says, what are they there for? The Gemara says, k'dei liten schar l'meviyehim, in order to give compensation for those who bring them. The Rambam, on page 20, Hilchos Chagiga, also a famous Rambam, tells us, V'gerim she'ena makirin, even a ger, a proselyte, who doesn't have, obviously, a lot of background, chayovin lehochin libam, ulehakshiv oznam, lishmoa be'ema v'yira v'gila berada, kiyom shenitna babasinai.
Okay,
There are many chidushim in this Ramban, but the probably one of the central chidushim is that Hakel is the key of a mitzvah of Maimon Har Sinai, that we are reenacting the entire Maimon Har Sinai. But what's of interest to us is that here we have Gerim who have no understanding, and yet they are focused, they are concentrating, they are carefully listening, be'ema ube'yira be'gilu be'roda, ki'ilu, they're undergoing a Maimon Har Sinai experience. So we're talking about Kriya. We're reading Tarsha Bechsav. Or I could have actually brought you the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah writes in Megillah that Loes, someone who essentially does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, he's Yotzi b'Kriyas HaMegillah, but Lashon HaKodesh. Why is that? Because there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah simply with the Kriya itself. So again, this all is simply to bolster the position that we have mentioned till now, that the distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, that one requires Havana, Torah Shebalpeh, and Torah Shebichsav is simply a din in Kriya, even though one does not have Havana, certainly one would be able to fulfill a mitzvah of Kriya in the context of Torah Shebichsav. So this distinction is very critical. And yet, having said all this, the Mishnah Berurah, and we saw in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav just now, they indicate based on the Zohar and based on some other Mekoros as well, Midrashim, that even someone who doesn't have that kind of Havana, and he comes to shul, and after shul, he sits and learns, he goes to shiurim. I remember as a very young man growing up, there were many, many shiurim that I went to. I had no understanding of anything, but my father, Shalom, felt it was important for me to be present. So already from the age of 5 or 6 years old, I was dabbling in shul b'tzibur, and my father would take me to all the shiurim. And I grew up in an era where we listened to our fathers. There's some mitzvah called Kibud Av V'Em. As I mentioned, it's a school of Arichas Yomim, Pasuk Yechumish. So we no longer, unfortunately, have that luxury. So today we have to be mechanech people, to be mechabed their fathers and mothers, and Tamnei Chachamim, and Rabbonim, and other human beings, and Balabatim, and everyone. That's not a simple, that's quite a challenging kind of matter. But Bechazo, we came to Shurim. We had no understanding of what was happening. And my father, Shom, thought it was important for us to hear and to see, to see great Tamnei Chachamim. I remember my father used to take us to a shiur that was given by Rabbi Chil Mil Chalap, Zechatzag de Racha, the son of Rabbi Yaakov Meshe Chalap. So he was a Yerushalmi. He came from Eretz Yisrael. He came in the 30s, in the Depression years. He came to the United States because his family was very, very poor. Rabbi Yaakov Meshe Chalap was probably the Talmud Chaver of Hagoyin Aharon Yitzchak Kohen Kuk Zatzal, the first chief rabbi, who was a tzaddik Yisrael Elam, a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, unquestionably. And he also was a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, Rabbi Yaakov Meshe. And so was his son. And the one that we know is Avzun Chalap, Yibadol Chaim Arukim. But the Rabbi Chil Mit Chalap said a drasha on Shabbos afternoon, hundreds and hundreds of people came to the drasha. Now, he only spoke two languages, either Lashon HaKodesh or Yiddish. So Yiddish was the language, that was the lingua franca, that was the vernacular. I grew up on Yiddish, actually. So he said a drasha in Yiddish. But if you took a look at the crowd there, I include myself among that group, clearly we had no hasaga of whom this man was. No concept of what he was talking about. This is a man who's the son of the Mei Marom, and Rabbi Yaakov Meshe Chalap wrote volumes of Svarim, Krochim and Krochim of Svarim, and Rabbi Chil Mil Chalap also wrote Krochim and Krochim of Svarim. Many, many Svarim. He wrote on Shas, and he wrote in Machshava, like his father. We had no idea what the man was talking about. We used to go for an hour every single Shabbos. And my father felt that's exactly what the Gemara says. Agra de Pirka Riyata. Even though we have no asaga of what's happening, there's a mitzvah, it's a shokavad ha-teira, and to, in effect, pay respects to great Talmidei Chachamim. And so we sat there, and we were there. We did it for years, I remember. Every single Shabbos, there wasn't any possibility of not going. It wasn't even a havamina that we should not go with my father and listen to this drasha, just like there was no havamina of not davening b'tzibur, and just like there was no havamina of not standing up for a Talmud Chacham and standing up for a zokin. The Pasuk of Chumash, they say we talk about Adam and Zokin, whether it's 60, 70, whatever the Machlokes HaPoskim is. These things were like very much, I would say, became part of our very warp and woof, part of our very bloodstream. It was so ingrained in us. That's how we were trained. And today it's a bit more difficult. It's more challenging. We have to somehow try our best to be Mechanecha generation, and we have to do it differently using different tactics. My father, Shavu, used to say at the end of his life, he pointed out HaTorah Poshet Asura V'Lavesh Asura. It's the same Torah, but we have to utilize different strategies. We have to utilize different methodologies. We have to utilize different methods, different venues. And there's no question that each door has its own challenges. Dor Dor V'Dor Shav, Dor Dor V'Chachamav, Dor Dor V'Tzvachav. So Baruch Hashem, I think that, thank God, we have many, many talented people, including many of all of you sitting in front of me on this screen, who have the talents and the capacity and the ability to go ahead and Baruch Hashem transmit the Torah to our present generation with excitement, with Islavus, and Beis Hashem, we should all continue to have Hatzlacha and Bracha b'chol Masiyodeh. Okay.